After a vigorous debate, the Assembly made history in April when it approved same-gender marriage, making Rhode Island the 12th American state to sanction gay unions. Regardless of your stance on what is an emotional and divisive topic that reaches deeply into the religious and cultural beliefs of many Rhode Islanders, it's nearly impossible to criticize the way lawmakers tackled this matter. Many hearings were held in the House and Senate. Hundreds of citizens, pro and con, thronged the State House and had their say. Lobbying on both sides was intense yet respectful. The process was remarkably transparent. At the end, 113 politicians, not known for their profiles and courage, thwarted the temptation to put the issue before voters. Instead, they did what voters sent them to Smith Hill to do, explain their reasoning to constituents, and stand up and be counted. That same-sex marriage was handled in such an open and responsible manner stunned some of us who've become skeptical, even cynical, about the Smith Hill crowd's ability to get anything done. Even more astonishing is that a legislature that usually can't agree on any hot-button topic until the waning hours of a session dealt with gay marriage in April. Now, here's the bad news. Rather than using the marriage decision as a model for handling other difficult issues, the Assembly reverted to its usual pattern of sloughing off serious study, negotiations, and votes until the 11th hour when bleary-eyed lawmakers are forced to vote on hundreds of bills in a marble statehouse that in June and July becomes a sweaty sauna. The legislative leadership knew in January that next year's budget had a scheduled $2.5 million bond payment due on the ill-fated 38 Studios video game deal, but they waited until June to bring the issue to the House and Senate. On the complex and complicated problem posed by a default and the Wall Street response, the can was booted down the sidewalk once again with legislation that makes the first payment on this $90 million fiasco, but also requires a study of the financial implications of walking away from this debt. Leaders were also aware in February of the rebellion brewing on the east side of Narragansett Bay over putting tolls on the Saconnet Bridge. Yet, this for whom the bridge tolls controversy was put off and then left unresolved. There'll be yet another study, a 10-cent toll, and lawmakers will face the topic again next year. And lawmakers have been talking about moving the needle since January, but once again left major decisions on how the state will lure and create jobs until the very last minute. This 11th-hour flurry of legislation has become far too ingrained in how the Assembly does business. In the 21st century, there is no reason that voters should accept their lawmakers' shrugged-shouldered response, "Hey, we've always done it this way." Our lawmakers seem to have learned nothing from the marriage debate. Why does Rhode Island have to be a state that clings onto nothing so tightly as the status quo?